This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Jared Polis vetoed a social media bill Thursday. It would have required large companies to remove users who sell guns, drugs, or sex traffic minors. Companies would also have to respond to law enforcement investigations. Polis says the government should not force private companies to act as law enforcement. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a narrow ruling on some of the complexities of immigration law. The case is based on one Colorado man's bid to stay in the country. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
How should an immigration court count 60 days? Strictly by the calendar or only by counting business days? The case has a lot of importance for people like Hugo Monsalvo Velasquez, who's from Mexico and has lived outside of Denver for a couple of decades. An appeals court ruled he'd missed his deadline for self-deporting when it passed on a Saturday. That meant he would be involuntarily deported, all but ending any hope of one day getting legal residence. Ultimately, the high court ruled that if that 60-day mark lands on a weekend, the deadline can extend to the following Monday. Velasquez still has to leave, but by avoiding deportation, he may yet get a chance to return someday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
College football standout Travis Hunter has his first professional assignment. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on this year's NFL draft.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter from Colorado.
CU's Heisman Trophy winner will head to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is attempting to be one of the first players in the modern NFL to consistently play both offense and defense. On Thursday, he was the first player in the draft to be announced at two different positions.
They told me they was going to let me go out there and do what I do, so they put me on phone with both coordinators, so I'm going to just go out there and just do what I can do.
Hunter's selection is now tied for the highest draft pick in CU history. Fullback Bo Matthews was also drafted second overall in 1974. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny morning for parts of Colorado or along the Front Range and around Denver. There's the chance for rain through the day and this evening. This is CPR News.